Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Tulsa, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positively into another week. We're trying to win football games around here. Luke is out in Owings Mills. Any breaking news will happen first on the WNST tech service. That, of course, brought to you by our friends at GBMC. We got new sponsors out here. We got great things going on with our friends at Coppin State, as well as our partners at the Maryland Lottery. We're doing the Crab Cake Tour. I love these new Raven scratch-offs because they're kind of like matted like the helmets were last year on the that Monday night game. I hope it works out better and it's luckier than like the black jerseys were against the Detroit Lions. Seth Elkin is sitting in for John Martin. And you talk about winning at the Maryland Lottery. The Cleveland Guardians are winning so much, and I just think John's out just doing a lot of winning right now. He hasn't been here in a couple of weeks. By the time he gets back, we'll have playoff duty to talk about. But Pirates and Orioles fans don't have to worry about that. Seth Elkin communicates for the Maryland Lottery. He's been joining us a lot lately, and suffering through this football season to some degree. We all are around here, but people are making money, and I have questions for you, Seth. I went out to MD Lottery to get schooled up today on what we're doing here. We'll go through all the promotions, but I saw somebody won a Powerball for $1,004,000. That's one, possibly 000, possibly 004. And I'm like, I gotta ask. I thought it was a typo, man. I thought like they really only won a million. How did they win $1,004,000?
What that tells us when we have a seemingly odd total like that is that the person played multiple lines of numbers on the same ticket. So they won that $1 million prize on one of the lines, and then one of the additional lines of numbers on their ticket won that other $4, probably by hitting the Powerball number. So
So the good news is you won twice.
you can read in between the lines, so to speak, and figure out how they played their ticket a little bit by seeing what additional prizes there were on that ticket. So that 1,000,004 is the total number, all they won on that single ticket by itself. So.
Dude, I love my lottery relationship, and I see things like that, and I'm like, I just gotta ask. I have to ask about these things. All right, so I have something else I'm gonna ask about because we'll get the home run riches at the end of the year and carry over. We had a big progressive last week. We'll get all that. But during the summer, and I was telling my wife about this because my wife has been doing this thing with her sister, like art thing, where they're doing these watercolors and they're in like an online class and comparing their pictures of little sheep and sunsets and different things they're doing. And I said to her, "Hey, you should enter the Maryland Lottery, art contest here and try to do something state oriented." And now you're telling me like we've actually selected what these pieces are going to be, and they're going to be scratch offs next year, right?
You know, we had a lot of fun with this. Our first ever art contest, where we asked Maryland residents to submit original pieces of artwork that celebrated Maryland in some way. We asked for artwork that that celebrated the state's history or traditions or culture or landmarks. And we didn't know what kind of a response we were going to get because we'd never done a contest like this before. And it was overwhelming. We had about 700 people who submitted pieces of art. Each person was allowed to submit up to five pieces. So we ended up with about 2,200 images to sift through
Oh,
to figure out.
wow. Because if you're an artist, you're not putting one in. You're saying, I'm going to do one of the Key Bridge, one Ocean City, right? I mean, like different things, right?
Different images, all kinds of things. And they ran all across the range. And we were planning to pick three images. That, as you say, are going to be used on the Maryland Treasures scratch-off ticket, which is scheduled to launch in March of 2026. But we were so overwhelmed, we could not narrow it down to just three. So we
I
ended up
told
with.
you, I told John, I'm like, I want to see all of them. I just don't want to see the winners. I want to see like the finalists and stuff because they had to do it all in the same size, right? So these are all sort of very similarly, looking images in that way in space because they have to fit on a ticket, right?
Yeah,
Like
they had
like
to.
this, right?
The guideline was it's going to be basically a square ticket, a
Square ticket, right?
4 inch by 4 inch ticket. So they didn't have to design it at 4 inches by 4 inches. It just has to be scalable to that size. So
Okay.
we got all kinds of pieces of art created at all different sizes and shapes and in all different mediums. Some of them were created digitally. Some of them were paint on canvas or watercolor on paper, all kinds of things.
And they mailed them to you or took pictures of them?
They had to submit an image. So they'd submitted a digital image, whatever, however
Okay.
the art was created, they had to submit a digital image of it. And we went through them and we ended up with four that are going to be our winners. And those four, we announced last week who those four people are. We have not revealed the artwork yet. We'll get to that in due time. But the four winners are Courtney Bindle from Timonium, Julia Chiplis from Frederick, Gia Coakley from Mount Airy, and Kevin Richardson from Columbia. Those are our four Maryland Treasures artists. And the artwork that they submitted is now on its way to being produced on the Maryland Treasures ticket.
I might know Kevin Richardson.
You might.
I might.
Kevin actually is a photographer for the Baltimore Sun.
So
So
I do know Kevin Richardson. So I know one of the winners. Wow. All right. Good
I will.
job. Kevin's also a performance artist as well. He was in Dan Roderick's show. So he's also a stage actor. Yes.
I will tell you, I can't reveal too much about the artwork itself. I will say that Kevin's winning piece was not a photo. So it was not something that he did with his
Okay.
camera.
Well, I'm gonna get him on the show, say winner, winner, lottery dinners, and I'm gonna say,
In classic radio tease, Nestor, I'm going to tell you what I can tell you is that two of the winning images, depict animals, and two of the winning images,
horse. One's gonna be a horse, one's gonna be a crab. Go ahead.
two of the winning images depict scenery or landscapes that people from Maryland will find very familiar.
Oysters are lonely. They don't get the love the crabs get. I mean, so Seth Elkin is here. He communicates for the Maryland Lottery. We're having fun today, talking about all this artwork. So 20 some pieces and 700 artists, and are we going to see any of the ones that didn't get selected, or no, we're just going to see the four?
Well, for right now, we're going to see the four for sure. And that'll be more as we get closer to March when the ticket launches. So the production work on the ticket is in progress, and we will absolutely have an event of some kind to unveil those four pieces of art and celebrate the work of those four people. But we're still contemplating what we might do with some of the other pieces that we considered. So we have a little bit of time to play with because, as I say, the Maryland Treasures ticket doesn't launch until March. But a lot of fun that this contest was for us, and I think I can't say for sure that we're going to do it again, but I think it inspired us to see so much creativity and so much talent that we got from people here in Maryland that submitted their work. And it certainly has my vote, let's put it that way, to do this again. And maybe not in exactly the same format we did it. We might look for other kinds of artwork the next time we do this, if there is a next time. But I think it's something that has certainly been a positive experience for us. And I think it's going to be a positive experience for those four artists who each win $4,000 for being selected. And we'll be able to share their artwork with the whole state in a number of months here.
All right. Well, I don't know who the we on the committee is that, got to select through and whatever, but it sure sounded like a fun contest. So, it was fun for me to promote it and tell my wife, who's artistic, about it, and say, hey, man, you can, win some money here and join the ranks of the other great artists like my buddy Kevin. So, congratulations to all the winners out there on all that. And I just want to confirm these aren't scented tickets, not sniffers, right? I mean, because if we're doing horses or crabs, although crabs, it might smell, if you can get it to smell like steamed crabs, those tickets would
We did a
sell in
scented
summer.
Old Bay ticket a number of years ago, and
You did?
I believe though that your obsession with the scented ticket will pay off here maybe next month. That's another classic radio tease. So
Oh,
maybe
as
there's
long as
another.
it doesn't smell like juniper berries, because that smells like cat pee pee. I know that's not my favorite holiday smell. Seth Elkin is here. My favorite holiday smell is pumpkin spice, especially this time of year. I like the smell of baseball playoff bunting is what I like. I prefer here this week. But we do have other things going on. Home Run Rich is wrapping up. And then the Ravens contest, I keep telling people since Joe Burrow went down, we got a better chance of winning. We got to take care of our own business around here, after the Detroit debacle here. But I am getting the Crab Cake Tour back out. I'm setting a date with Costas. I'm going to be at Coco's. I'm going to be at Fadley's next week. I've already said it's been too long for me at Fadley's. So I'll be giving these out. Update everybody on this because this is really in play and big, big, not just prizes, but really cool promotions with the Ravens you guys do every year.
Yep, but the Ravens tickets and second chance promotion very much in season, and you got plenty of chances here with drawings going on about once a month during the football season, so you can enter any of your non-winning Ravens tickets for a chance to win the $2 Ravens times two with a top prize of $20,000, and the $10 Ravens times 10 with a top prize of $200,000. We actually saw the first top prize winner on the Ravens times 10 ticket was sold right here in Baltimore. So one of those $200,000 prizes has been claimed, but more still out there waiting to be won, and lots of second chance opportunities to win, chances to win cash prizes of $10,000, chances to be a finalist for the season tickets for 20 years. And those six finalists also win $10,000 in cash, and one of them ends up getting the 20 years worth of season tickets. The away trip to Cincinnati, which I think is going to be a celebration now for the Ravens when you go on that trip. It won't be as tense as we might have thought with Joe Burrow in the lineup for the Bengals. Without him, I think that is certainly something you count on is going to be a Ravens victory. So a fun trip for three of our winners and their guests to go to Cincinnati later in the season. And the pass for cash. You get a chance to be at the Ravens game and get a game day experience and get to go on the field and have a Ravens alumni throw the ball for you for a chance to win some money during the game. Plus the fan of the game. You get $1,000 for being selected as the fan of the game. We got one fan of the game for each of the Ravens games. And then you get $1,000 for each touchdown that the Ravens score, which in spite of a 1-2 record, they're scoring plenty. They're scoring in bunches. So we're making some money for people there. So lots and lots of ways to win with the Ravens tickets, and then the second chance promotion that's ongoing all the way up through the first week of January.
I don't want to tell you this, but I'm worried about the Steelers. You know what I mean? You know, this time of year here. Also, I want to promote this while we have a moment here. Seth Elkin is here from the Maryland Lottery. He's been joining me a lot this month. I don't know what John Martin, he's off running around planning next year and all this fun stuff that he does as the executive director. And I haven't had him on, but I've had you on, and you were on with me with Will Hinman. We're getting toward the end of the month. We're 3 weeks into this. I have run that piece on the radio numerous times because I thought it was a really good piece. And I even like my own role in it as being the guy who knows people who gamble. And I watched that Eagles thing the other day and the return. Like, I watched a number push, and I see things going on here, and I see people getting involved. Someone came up to me who heard it, and they were attached to young people. Dare I say that high school, college push age of where you can and you can't, and you should and you should and you shouldn't be thinking about it. You got a phone and whatever. Like, just the legality of all of this and the football side of this, and more than that, 1-800-GAMBLER. I want to give you a little bit of oxygen because, in case people didn't hear 2 weeks ago, we did a really good piece with the guy who literally picks up the phone when you call 800-GAMBLER to help you out. And I don't think it's just a September thing. I think it's a year-round thing. But I think you get a couple of weeks into this, and you thought the Ravens, you had the Ravens to cover everyone. The Ravens are 1-2, and now you're 1-2, and you're like, I worry about people this time of the year. That's all I'm going to say, and I'll let you take the oxygen from there.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up again. And as you mentioned, you know, Will Hinman, who's one of the peer support counselors at the Maryland Center of Excellence on Problem Gambling, was with us a couple weeks ago. September is Responsible Gaming Education Month, so it's an opportunity for us to educate and to remind people about the importance of responsible play. Part of that education, and something I think we touched on a couple weeks ago, is that gambling is not something for anyone underage to be doing. 21 is the minimum age to participate in sports betting. I think something that Will tell you that they're seeing, and it's nationally across the country, we're hearing problem gambling counselors and experts talking about this as well, is that a lot of parents don't consider sports betting to be something that's an issue for younger people to be involved in. And sometimes parents are giving their consent.
Well, at least they're not smoking and drinking or doing drugs, right? Like, there's a little bit of that. Like, how bad can it be? Be careful.
It's something that we remind people of. You got to be 21 to do it. The likelihood of developing a problem around gambling later in life is a little higher if you start gambling at an earlier age. So, and as you mentioned, with the all of the swings of emotion that happened this past week, with what was it, three blocked field goals? It happened in a span of about 15 minutes on
But one
Sunday
happens at
afternoon.
the end and it pushes the spread because the guy runs it back all the way. Like, oh my God, there's bad beats and then there's that.
And it
Wow.
just underscores the fact that you don't know as much as you might think you know. We all think we have a ability to expect what's going to happen. I certainly feel that way about my Steelers. I have a good idea. My idea is usually pretty pessimistic. I don't expect much more than a 9 or 10 win season out of this team. So that tempers my expectation. But we all think as sports fans, we all think that we know what's going to happen, but you just don't. You don't see that blocked field goal coming. You don't see that interception coming. You don't see that injury coming. You don't see the ball getting punched out of Derrick Henry's hand in the fourth quarter coming. You just don't know what's going to happen. So as you always say, slow your roll and do this as a form of entertainment. Don't go into it with expectations of how much you're going to make or how much you're going to win, because anything can and does happen. So please gamble responsibly, no matter what kind of gambling you do.
Seth Elkin is here. He represents the Maryland Lottery. You can learn about all that they do at mdlottery.com. We're always encouraging people to slow the roll, have some fun with this. Lord knows I have fun with this, giving out these. I keep saying to people, how often do you get a chance to hand somebody maybe 20 grand? So if you're out doing a crab cake tour with me, come visit. So I know we've had a lot of winners. We also, one of the jackpots is getting up on a half a billion, right? Mega Millions is as well. And we also had a big hit last week on the Progressive, right?
Yeah, the multi-match jackpot, our in-state jackpot game, which we talked about a week ago, it got hit in the drawing on September 18th. The winning ticket was sold at a BP station in on Annapolis Road in Lanham in Prince George's County. $1.9
I was going to
million.
ask you, did it get to two? It didn't get
It
there,
didn't
huh?
quite get there. I was
All
hoping it
right.
would. $1.9 million annuity value. The cash value, though, was an even $1 million. So,
Wow. Okay. Not 1,000,004.
well, no, an even $1 million. So, we didn't tip over into those extra $4. Just $1 million.
Hey, don't think I'm a weirdo. At least I'm paying attention. I'm an old editor like you. I see like 1,000,004. What is that really right? That was a top 10 jackpot, right?
Didn't quite get there. We
Oh,
needed to
okay.
get up into 2 million, well over 2 million actually,
Okay.
before it got to top 10 in multi-match territory. But
Well, we've been
one
playing
point
a
nine
long
million
time.
still
Yeah.
a sizable jackpot for multi-match, and I'm very happy for that winner. We haven't seen them yet, as you and I are talking, so we're waiting on that ticket to be claimed. But hopefully very soon, and we'll celebrate. Somebody's got at least $1 million in cash value coming to them.
I'm such a jack wagon. The first thing I think is like I'm gonna hit Leonard Raskin and ask him if I had won 999,009, whether it would diff make my tax bracket different than the one, because that extra digit feels like a lot of digit to me. But any of this will be, hey, just hey, people win 10, 20 bucks when I give a scratch off out on the crab cake tour. They're happy, they're playing along, which is what we want people to do. I know we have some new games coming out too. I don't have to go too deep into this, but I'm seeing this Jurassic Park thing coming down the line here. You got all of these kings and queens and hearts and aces of spades and crossword puzzles. There's just a lot of games that come out this time of year. And when I'm in a place like Costas and I see the big machine there, there's just a lot of different ways to engage with the Maryland Lottery.
Yeah, one of the ways I wanted to talk about is there's a second chance promotion going on right now called Unlock the Cash, that's connected with two of our tickets. We have a $5 scratch off called Break the Bank and a $5 fast play ticket called Cash Combination. You can win up to 50,000 on the Break the Bank scratch off. Cash Combination has your favorite. It's a progressive jackpot. So you can win instantly on the ticket, but you can enter any $10 worth of those two tickets. Could be two of the scratch offs, two of the fast plays, one of each, any $10 worth of those into the Unlock the Cash second chance promotion. And we'll have six winners two at a time get to come here to lottery headquarters and play a little game where they will select combinations and try to unlock safes that have prize amounts in them, ranging from $2,500 up to $15,000. So
You
there'll
had
be
to
a
turn this into a game show, didn't you?
it's
There's
it's
a
a
let's
it...
make a deal inspires. Let's make a deal over at Montgomery Plaza. Come on by.
It's. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with this. We haven't done a second chance promotion quite like this before, so we're going to have some fun with it. We're gonna film the event when the winners come here, so we'll be able to share that with everybody on our social media
Well, if
platforms
you
and
need
on
me to wear a
Twitter.
tux and come over and act like Jim Lang with a long microphone, I can do that too.
We're looking forward to this because I think it'll be fun. There'll be a row of six safes that each have prize amounts locked inside of them. And two winners at a time. Each winner gets to open two of the six safes. So two of them won't get opened, but we'll have to open them up afterward and see what prizes were left behind. But in one of the safes, there will be a $15,000 amount. One of the safes has a $10,000 amount in it, and the other two have $2,500 or $2,500 and a pack of scratch-off tickets. So everybody's going to win. Everybody who participates in this will win at least $5,000. But if somebody gets fortunate enough to select those two combinations that have the $10,000 and the $15,000 inside, you walk away with $25,000 from this. So, going to be fun. The first of those events is coming up, but there are still two more drawings, one in October, one in November, to participate in this. So, you've got plenty of time to get your Break the Bank scratch-offs and cash combination fast play tickets and get them entered into My Lottery Rewards for a chance to be part of that.
I keep telling John this. I feel like I know people of significance at the lottery, but if you need wacky ideas, I mean, I could come down for a day or two and just whiteboard because I love these. You're not without ideas. Can I give you that? I mean, there is some creativity going on here,
Yeah, this is
correct?
the fun part of this. Our product development director, Kate Airy, likes to say we make games for a living. So it's a fun
I gotta
job.
have her on. Let's go. I want her back on. Let's go. It's time. It's time to have a crab cake with her and say, "Where are you coming up with all of this stuff?" So, all right, Seth Elkin is here. We will continue on. I'll continue on into the playoff. Did you watch a lot of baseball next week? Like, I mean, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, game one, game two, game three, knockout game. I mean, there's a lot of baseball next week, and if you love baseball, it's. I'll put it up against March Madness, but it's kind of like that for a couple of days. It's exciting.
I think very competitive baseball. The teams that are going to be in the playoffs are very competitive with each other. Some of those series could go either way.
And it's
So,
weird. It's not like real baseball because pitchers go an inning or two or three or a couple back. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's very, we got to win today. It's a little different than regular baseball.
yeah, it's odd. I'm still adjusting to the idea over the last decade plus, maybe 15 years, that you don't have starting pitchers that go deep into the game anymore. So I'm that's a little odd for me, but yeah, at playoff time, like you say, you got to do what you got to do. Anything goes at that point. So
Jim Palmer doesn't like it either, just so you know. By the way, in addition to having a Fred Lynn on, earlier this year, I'm trying to go through like legends. I visited George Brett Park last week in El Segundo, California, where he grew up. And then I had his longtime teammate and my longtime friend on this week, Jeff Montgomery. We actually had a long chat about Geddy Lee in the 1993 All-Star game. So there's your little baseball piece this week. I actually called him because we're playing the Chiefs and he owns the sports radio station in Kansas City and I've known him a long time. And I get him on. He's like, "I hope you don't want to talk about the Chiefs, man. I haven't watched them play." And I'm like, and I have to forgive him because he was like a 15-year. So like we talked about arms and Tommy John and Bobby Witt. So it's really good baseball because I know you love baseball, man. So there,
Yeah.
have at it.
So looking forward to that. Looking forward to the
I'm
playoffs.
mixing it up. I mean, I'm trying to. I'm trying to be more than just football during a week. We don't want to talk about football here, Patrick Mahomes, this week. So I hope I'm jovial next week. 1-3 would make me very, very hangry going into October. You know
The
what I mean?
interesting thing is somebody is going to be 1-3.
I know.
One of the top contenders in the AFC is going to lose three out of their first four games. So
Look, I wouldn't want to talk wagering with a guy from the Maryland Lottery after we just did the 800 game. I can't believe the Ravens are favored. Like, it's crazy. So anyway, Never an inducement to wager. Please gamble responsibly. But and the one thing I don't do around here that I noticed before I let you go is I go out anywhere now and I put television on. It's all in, it's gambling's everywhere. It's not what I've done, having the point spreads running underneath of me or just like dedicating my whole conversation to who's covering the spread this week. It almost like might have gotten me kicked off the radio 50 years ago. You know what I mean? So for me, it's not the way I speak about sports. So for that, I would say that be careful with all of this because when I hear the Ravens are favored in Kansas City, I'm like, have you seen him play? Seth Elkin is here. He'll be here again soon, I hope. John Martin will also return. And we remind everybody you can find all the information you need and enter these second chance competitions. Give yourself the best chance to win. That's what I tell everybody. If you're going to play, play responsibly, but make sure you get the app and make sure you're doing that so you can win cool things like going to Cincinnati and eating extra chili. See you soon, Seth.
See ya.
You got it, Seth Elkin from the Maryland Lottery joining us here. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. I will have crab cake tours to talk about, and I will have Raven scratch-offs giving you a chance to win. We're Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.